Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, Ferson County. Today, we will have a Christmas greeting along with some Extension news and all the upcoming activities through KSRE. But first, on behalf of the McPherson County Research and Extension Office, I'd like to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. For our livestock producers, we have been able to find positives in cattle, sheep, and goat market prices and ease of the feed prices starting in the fall of 2023. And finally, for our farmers, with a little moisture coming here in central Kansas. However, we know that many parts of the state are still in a long drought that continues to take its toll on the land, livestock, and mental well-being of our farmers. Please continue to use Extension as a source of unbiased information to help you in all your daily needs. We are excited about the K-State Agriculture Innovation Initiative that has focused on building the capacity of K-State with new infrastructure to support students, faculty, and the agricultural industry. The interdisciplinary approach will help continue to evaluate K-State to help elevate K-State to solve agriculture challenges facing our citizens. This will include a new animal science event center in Manhattan, which will bear the name of its new arena, the Dwayne Walker Family TJ Quarter Horse Arena. Also, Weber and Call Hall renovations, a new global center for food and grain, and a new agronomy research and innovation center near campus. This is the largest single investment in agriculture at K-State, and we are proud to be a part of this exciting effort. And now in my ag news, the current year will be ending soon. This is a great time for individuals and organizations to reflect back on the events of the past 12 months. The value of reflection within an organization drastically increases if it is used as a tool to evaluate not only where the organization has been, but also where it is headed. A few basic questions may be used to guide the process. What did you or your business succeed at? What were your failures? What was learned from these successes and failures? What would you like to do more of, and what generated positive outcomes for your organization? What should you stop doing? Remember, reflection can bring out the positives and help us delete the negatives so they don't happen again. In my Extension news, new for January 2024, K-State Corn, K-State Soybean Schools will be held together. Same day, same place. There will be a new floor mat for the traditional K-State Corn and Soybean Winter Crop Schools. K-State Research and Extension, in collaboration with Kansas Corn and Kansas Soybean, has combined the schools for a whole-day program covering both crops. Save the date of January 17th in Heston at AGCO Corporation. Each new year, starting in January, the Master Gardeners and Friends host educational programs which are open to all horticultural enthusiasts in our community. Each month, on the fourth Thursday, starting at 7 p.m., held at the Extension office here in McPherson, we have invited horticultural specialists to come in and present educational programs covering topics that are important to our area. The 2024 programs will start on January 25th, and the program is entitled, How Do You Start with New Landscape? Plan now to come to our January 25th Master Gardener and Friends educational program to learn something new. Our Extension office will be closed from December 22nd through January 2nd, where we will be back to our normal hours of 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has a great start to their holiday season.